season, Joe Mixon's running back ADP was 39. Nick Chubb's was 42. Woody Marks was down at 66. If you drafted Mixon, knowing that he was starting the season, at least missing the first four games, the hope, you probably had two hopes, I'm guessing. I'm not psychic, but this is what I'm guessing. So this is what I would have thought if I were drafting Mixon. I would think, all right, I want Nick Chubb and Woody Marks to flop. Because I want it to be a very clear backfield when Mixon returns. And the other thing would be I want Houston to be competitive. I don't want to be in a situation where I've got a great running back, someone who could be a top 10 in a perfect world. I mean, Mixon's done it before, and he's capable if it was not a crowded backfield. But the team has to be competitive. And then getting into the fantasy playoffs, you need Mixon out there getting 20 touches every game. That's what you want. And getting him all the way down at 115 overall, which was his ADP, to go with that 39 ranking at his position, then in a 12-team league, you're looking at, you know, 10th round bargain. Maybe you reach one in the 9th round, sticking on IR, and you hope for the best. What's happened these first two games is the worst-case scenario, the realistic worst-case scenario, and that is that Nick Chubb actually has been playing decently. Certainly better than I expected, better than his ADP. I mean, he was stuck at, I think it was like 11 carries for 17 or 18 yards last night until towards the end of the game. He got the 25-yard rushing score, and that changed everything. But he ran pretty well the week before. And Tampa Bay's run defense was brutal opening week, holding Bijan Robinson to next to nothing on the ground, not to mention Tyler Algier. So it's, you know, it. Chubb couldn't be blamed for having such a rough night, and then he breaks through with a 25-yard scamper. It was the first time, I looked it up, it was the first time that Chubb had gotten a rushing score beyond 3 yards out since week 10 of the 2022 season. That's how long it's been since Chubb has shown that he can do that. And I didn't think he could anymore. I mean, of course, anyone who's playing in the NFL can do it. But at, you know, approaching age 30, coming off the, you know, major injury issues that he's dealt with late in his career and rebounding and coming back and being able to play and compete is a pretty big deal. But to break a game open, you know, basically like do what he did yesterday was pretty impressive, all things considered. And to do what he did week one was also impressive. That does not bode well for Mixon whenever Mixon returns. And then you add to that Woody Marks, the rookie, who actually did pretty well yesterday as well. He had a slow start to his you know, career in week one, as expected. You know, Marks was never going to be the guy to come in and compete for the number one job right off the bat, but he's looked pretty good. And so now the question becomes, what does Mixon come back to whenever he comes back? It's still early. Mixon might not be back till mid to late October. He might not be back till November. The concern, if you are stashing Mixon, if you have a one IR spot kind of a roster where you're allowed one, and Mixon is the guy you're stashing, at a certain point, you might have to decide whether that makes sense, whether keeping him stashed makes sense. For now, obviously, given his ceiling, you got to keep him. There may come a time, though, when, let's say you have Joe Burrow and Mixon, and you might have been stuck in this situation going into the day. What do you do? Do you drop Mixon, stash Burrow, and hope that Burrow comes back for the you know, fantasy playoffs? I think there's some people who have that dilemma, and there's going to be other dilemmas, unfortunately, that pop up because injuries are just the nature of it. Mixon's value as an IR stash goes down each week that Houston loses and or Nick Chubb and or Woody Marks do well. That's just the way it goes. It's a disappointing turn of events for those who invested in them. I'll spin it a little bit now and talk about the passing game because that obviously has major concern written all over it as well. Nico Collins is someone who a lot of us probably targeted in drafts. Hey, it would be great if I could get Nico Collins. He scored yesterday. Fantastic. The passing attack is not where it needs to be. The offensive line is struggling. The whole offense is struggling. And when you don't have Tank Dell and you don't have Christian Kirk, and you've got a rookie in, was it Jaden Higgins, and an underutilized Dalton Schultz, and Nico Collins is this one bright spot that, you know, that CJ Stroud can rely on, but he's only getting four or five targets or something. That doesn't bode well. And you add to that, Collins has a history of soft tissue injuries, multiple times during his career. Not a big deal in the sense that you still, you know, all things being equal, are going to invest a first, second rounder on a guy like that, depending on your league, because of his huge ceiling. But you, when you factor that into everything else, you start to look at this team and go, they're 0-2, their offense is struggling. And then from a fantasy perspective, their backfield is not clean. Their backfield is not easy. It is a little bit muddied. It is a little bit messy. And that is a problem for fantasy managers. So going into week 3, you got to ask yourself, who do you trust in that offense? Do you trust Nick Chubb, who struggled most of last night? Granted, you know, it was kind of to be expected given the opponent. Do you trust him as a starter? Maybe you have to, you don't have a choice. Do you trust Woody Marks as a deep league streamer who might get more and more work as he gets acclimated to the league? And do you trust Nico Collins, who at this point might or might not be TD dependent, which is a scary thought. There's other receivers. Drake London comes to mind, where they're not getting the kind of volume. They're not getting the kind of quarterback play. With Houston, maybe it's not all Stroud's fault. And again, the offensive line. But the fact is, if you are starting a guy who is TD dependent, whether their name is Nico Collins or their name is someone who is, you know, a number three receiver on a team that's getting five targets, the question becomes, at what point do you sit there and say he's a set him and forget him kind of, you know, lineup addition? And at what point do you say this whole offense scares me? We're not at that point yet. But I think we're getting close to having a serious conversation about it. Because if Houston starts to go into this descent into last place in the AFC South, where it looks like even when Christian Kirk comes back and muddies that receiving core, helping C.J. Stroud, but not necessarily Nico Collins, at what point does this team kind of shut down? And that will affect, obviously, most of these guys, except maybe Woody Marks, who you know, as a rookie, is going to get probably more run than anybody else, even when the games don't count. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. The blog today, I've got recommended waiver pickups. They are not the obvious recommendations. I hate obvious recommendations. These are guys who are kind of, you know, a little more deep cut, but not insanely deep cut. I could go insane. I don't think anyone wants to see that. So go on the blog and check that out. Email me anytime. You'll see them there.